Shadrach Roberts is a senior geographic information systems analyst at USAID. He joins me now to tell me more about what happened this weekend. Good morning, Mr. Roberts.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. So I am somewhat familiar with crowdsourcing at its most basic level. For example, in my field in journalism, sometimes independent journalists use it to raise money on the web for a certain project. How are you at USAID using crowdsourcing this weekend?
Well, crowdsourcing is generally a way to take a task that you have, a large task, and farm it out to non-specialists so that all a big group of people can do a little piece of the puzzle and create the bigger whole. And what we did is we have a data set. It's over 100,000 records of a certain economic programming that we have. And we wanted to work with the office that had that data set to release it so that it was in a form that could be mapped. But the way the data had been collected is each record in that data set didn't have a standard bit of geographic information. It was really kind of a messy jumble. So we worked, first of all, with some other federal agencies to try and go through those data and pick out, you know, cities where we could and put them in the correct place. And we still were left over with about 20,000 records that a machine couldn't read. They weren't machine readable format. But humans with a little bit of time on their hands could take a look at one of the records, and by doing some research online and using some other apps that we created, could see if there was enough information there to actually find out where this particular record should be located at the appropriate city level or what we would call the state level. So that's what we were really trying to do is a lot of data mining and some data cleanup.
It sounds like on a very small scale, what the government on a big scale is trying to grapple with big data, lots of information and facts, but how do you use it? So How did you use it? I mean, you had all these people, these volunteers from all over the world. Were they, say, taking a chunk of stuff perhaps in their local area and trying to see how that maps out to reality?
No, it was all randomly generated. It was a global data set, and we had two really strong online volunteer communities working with us. One of them was the Standby Task Force, and the other one was GIS Corps. And these are both groups who are real good at trying to figure these sorts of things out, at looking at impartial geographic information and trying to figure out where should this actually go based on what I can tease out of it. So we worked, we had planned actually to work over the entire weekend. We had about 300 volunteers who'd signed up. We ended up having 150, and within the first 16 hours, we'd actually completed it. So what people were doing is they were really doing online research for us. They weren't necessarily looking for things in their area, but some people were reaching out. We had one volunteer whose mother was from Sri Lanka, and we had a bunch of information from Sri Lanka that she ended up getting assigned randomly. So she Skyped with her mom and said, "Hey, I've got this information. Do you have any idea what city this would be in?" And her mom said, "Oh, yeah, it's in this city or that city." So when people could, they sort of reached out to try and find information about records that they knew something about. But it was really really just randomly assigned. You would go online. We used data.gov as the platform for this. And you would check out a certain number of records, and then you'd just go through them until they were completed.
I'm speaking with Shadrach Roberts, and he's Senior Geographic Information System Analyst at USAID. So the project is now completed. How do you anticipate the agency is going to use the new analysis of its information?
Well, there's a couple things we have yet to do. We're doing some post-processing on it right now to conduct an accuracy assessment. We're working on an independent accuracy assessment for this. One of the questions about the sort of volunteered information is, how credible is it? How accurate is it? And we are assuming that there's going to be some error in the data because we've asked, you know, non-specialists to do it. But there will probably be a little bit of error in our automated data as well. And we just want to be really, really, really very clear when we release the data what the limits of the data set are. So our next step is an accuracy assessment that we're conducting, and then we'll release the data on data.gov. And we have some of our own plans that we would like to use these data for. For instance, we can look for synergy with other USAID projects. A lot of other aid agencies right now are moving towards open data, agencies such as the World Bank. USAID, at least from what I can see, there's a real interest in making more data available to the public and using more data to coordinate better with other aid agencies. So this is really a finding out about where we're working so we can share that information, but also looking at the spatial distribution of this particular data set. I mean, that was the whole goal behind this effort for this particular office, is that they wanted to understand better where in these countries are these programs taking root. Is it all in one city? Is it spread out over a much greater area? Can we look for gaps where we're missing someone? So there's a lot of analysis yet to be done and that can be done. And we'll be doing some of that in-house, but the wonderful thing about releasing these data on data.gov is that the public can go and take a look at them as well. And if you're an economic master's student in Kenya and you can find something useful in these data, and you may find something interesting there and publish on that or share your research. And that's really what we hope happens with this data set.
One of the, I guess, most critical things about crowdsourcing is the quality of the crowd, the people, the volunteers that you're getting. And now that you've done this project, I know USAID hopes to do more in the future. How do you ensure that you get really the best of the volunteers out there?
Well, there's a couple set process there, and you're right. It's a very tricky question. In this case, what we did is we, as I mentioned, we had two really strong volunteer organizations. The Standby Task Force has done work of this sort in the crisis environment a lot. They've done simulations with the United Nations. They're a relatively new but quickly evolving and well-respected volunteer force. GIS Corps GIS stands for Geographic Information Systems. Is really a venerable organization that won a Presidential Service Award this year for their volunteering for geographic information, the work that they've done in that space with community and state responders. So both organizations are very, very well accepted in the community. And then we also opened it up just to volunteers all over. And, you know, to be perfectly honest, you're never quite sure what you're going to get when you're just asking the public at large. But that's why we take the post-processing and the accuracy assessment at the end so seriously. So we have ways that we can look for, you know, records that might have really, really be a problem and should be thrown out. And that's why we're doing it, so we can really, really be as precise and accurate as possible.